This is definitely not the podcast episode or video I thought I was going to be recording today. I was actually in the middle of a series that had one last episode that I had outlined, was ready to go. And in the past, I want to say a couple of weeks, maybe, I don't even know if it's been up to two, but we'll go with couple. Things have just been happening. And any of my clients that are listening know that I am big on decisive action. It's something I always tell women that I work with to cultivate, is the ability to take decisive action, because too many of us, especially when it comes to our careers, our lives, oftentimes big decisions, small decisions sometimes, get stuck in overthinking, get into that analysis paralysis mode. And if you let yourself keep thinking, you will never do. And if you never do, you will never achieve the goals that you want. And so in the past couple of weeks, I've just been rethinking HCD, her career doctor, how I'm serving women. And I'm making a really major pivot that the fact that I am even recording this is a little bit scary, because once I schedule this to go live, that means it's legit. The way I have the timeline planned in my head, this will likely go live when I'm on vacation. And so I can't take it back if I choose to keep moving. But yesterday, I just feel like I got the final confirmation from the Lord that I needed about this pivot. So I have always talked about pivoting being a normal part of your career journey. So normalizing the pivot, normalizing every 2 to 3 years, you should be reevaluating your career. Every 2 to 3 years, you should be thinking about, is your career still serving you? Is it still leading you where you want to go? And if it's not, what changes do you need to make? Okay, if your career is not helping you make the kind of impact that you want to make in the world, then it's time to make a change. Turns out that applies to businesses too. And it applies to me. Like, my career side of things, all good. I love my job. Just got a massive $3 million federal grant. Going to be starting a major project in the fall semester. So work itself is going good. But on the business front, it's time for me to make a pivot. And it turns out that it fits with the timeline that I'm always talking to you about, that 2 to 3 year window. So let me tell you the thing off the job, off the cuff, and then I will explain. Because I hate, don't you just hate when, like, you're listening to those episodes and they're dragging it on, and the whole time you're listening, you're like, well, what is the thing you want to share? Like, why do I got to listen to the whole 30 minutes? I don't think this episode will be that long, but I really find that frustrating. So I'm just going to tell you what the major pivot is, and then I will go into the why. And I took some notes because I wanted to make sure that I really articulated my thoughts well. So here's the pivot. Job Search Simplified is getting retired, and Find Your Fulfilling Career is getting upgraded. So depending on how long you have been here in my sphere, you know that there are really two main ways that I work with women. Find Your Fulfilling Career, which is the program where I help women who are unhappy at work get super clear about who they are so that they can discover their next fulfilling career move and create their transition plan. And then Job Search Simplified, which is for those women who already know what they want to do, need to job search or are job searching, but need support because they're not seeing the results they want, right? So they're not getting interviews, they're getting interviews, they're not getting offers, they're getting lowballed offers. And so needing support with that technical part of job searching. And those two programs really reflect my unique framework to how I work with women. It's called the flipped triangle model. I've shared it here and there. We're really talking through the discovery and the attainment phases of career decision making. And that is the model that I have built based on years of experience, years of coaching, and my own personal experience. It is an evidence-based, research-based framework for supporting you in your career decision making. And I had those two main ways to support women. Because, well, let me start with one. FYFC is absolutely needed. There is no program like it anywhere. I have not come across a program like it. I don't think I ever will. Just by nature of my expertise and my unique background, no one else is teaching what I teach in that program, which is why I love it so much. And Job Search Simplified, I love that program because so many women still struggle with the aspect of marketing themselves and marketing their skills and negotiating value-aligned salary. So that allows me to support women and make impact in that way. And I split them because I realized pretty early on that there were some women who went through FYFC and were fine. I always knew some people were fine. Actually, let me even back up. Let me back all the way up. I split them because to help you with both at the same time, we would need to work together for months. I've always said that. I say that in the FYFC open house because people always ask with FYFC, will you help with my resume? Will you help job search? And I'm like, to do that, we would have to work together for months. And I didn't think, or I still don't know for a fact, this is part of why this is sort of scary. I still don't know if women are ready to make that commitment. I hope they are. We'll find out. I'll tell you more. But I split them to give people the flexibility to work with me based on what they needed. There were some women who were coming to me already knew what they wanted. You know, they knew the job they wanted, but that marketing piece was really a struggle for them. So they went straight into Job Search Simplified. They did not need the clarity work. But I've reached the point, let me even back up and give you context again. So FYFC got its major, maybe not major, let me just say it really came into existence in May of 2020. I'm recording this in May of 2023. FYFC has been alive and running for 3 years now. And in those 3 years, it has done such beautiful work. I have served over 80 women across 4 continents, across 20 industries in over 30 roles, get clear about their next career move. Words cannot express how deeply proud I am of that service, how deeply honored I am that God allows me to serve women in that program, because the work we do in that program goes beyond just careers. I remember the first time one woman said it was life-changing. And I was like, well, dang, life-changing? Like, is it all that? And the more I work with women, the more I got feedback, the more I realized that, yes, it really is that. FYFC is a life-changing program. Too many women have said it at this point for me not to claim that. And I have seen so many results and heard so many stories from women for me not to call it a thing what it is. Find Your Fulfilling Career is a life-changing program. And I am ready to take that impact and deepen it, because what I've come to realize is that I want to see the end of this phase of each woman's story. So when I work with women in FYFC, I know they have clarity because they tell me what they're going to do next and we talk through their transition plan. But I hear from maybe 20% of the women who have gone through the program after the program, and I actually know when they have secured a job. Maybe 20%. I should actually find those numbers. And I realize that I come alive. I really get so excited and fulfilled when I see the end of the story, meaning they are in a job with a salary increase. That's like that's my shtick. I want you to have secured that job you got clarity on with at least a $10,000 salary increase. And I don't like not knowing. I don't like not knowing where my women are after they work with me in FYFC. It bugs me. It really does. I'm accepting that. I'm realizing that. And that is why FYFC is getting upgraded and Job Search Simplified is getting retired. So what do I mean? Starting August 1st, you will no longer be able to join Job Search Simplified as a standalone program, because all of that content, all of the job search work, you know, we talk about resumes, cover letters, interview, negotiating, your first 90-day success plan. I'm taking all of that and putting it into Find Your Fulfilling Career. That just... it's so exciting for me to say. It's scary and exciting. It's scary just because it's new. It's going to really it's going to put, I don't know if the word is barriers, but the women who are right for this program is going to be a very specific type of woman, which scary to me because it's like, now I got to go find those women or God bring them to me. But all that being said, FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, is about to be the only way that you can work with me. And I'm really excited about this pivot because what that means is I get to walk with you through the whole journey and support you through the whole journey. And I'm repeating myself at this point, but that really excites me. I am so excited to see what is going to happen. And, you know, I always said for me to do all of it with you, it's going to take months. And that was why I did not, you know, I wasn't doing both together. I wasn't doing FYFC and JSS because I always said it would take months. And, you know, I was like, you know what? Yes, it will take months. Let it take months. I want to work with you for months. I do. I want to be there with you and support you on the journey the whole time. And you might be thinking, what do you mean by months? Well, right now, FYFC is a two-month program. It's an eight-week program. So we take 2 months to get clarity. And if you've been listening to me for even half a day, you have probably heard me say at some point that the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. Now, none of my clients have taken the whole 6 months, but I know that that's the standard. So I tell people, for me, my clients usually are there in about the 3 to 4 month mark. Usually it's the clients who are working with me one-on-one who I've seen get those results in that 3 to 4 month mark. The clients who have gone through Job Search Simplified self-paced on their own, they have stayed in that 3 to 6 month range. And so I figure, I mean, yeah, I'm just going to FYFC as it is, that first part, the 2 month will stay, and then it will add on 4 months of job search support after so that I can walk you through the full journey. Because there are, yes, like I said, there are some women who, after going through FYFC, they're good to market themselves. They're good to get the job. And I think a lot of the women who come into FYFC think that that is them. But I'm starting to realize that that's actually a small number of women. I know a few clients who are still, they're like, I know the job and I've been searching, I've been applying, I haven't gotten results. And I feel their frustration. I feel their aggravation. I feel their annoyance. And I don't like it. I'm like, ugh. Like, it's almost like, and I tell people this when they join FYFC, I am, I don't know what the word is, but I take pride in what I am able to guide my clients to achieve. And I'm very clear on they achieve it themselves. Like, if you don't do the work, you ain't gonna get the results. That's on you. I can't help you. But I've been blessed so far that most, there have been maybe two women out of the 80 something who have joined the program and not done the work, so to speak. Most women who have joined the program do the work and see the results. And so when they finish working with me and they are now not seeing results in their job search, I just don't like it. It's icky for me. And so it's time for me, like I said, to walk with women on the full journey. And I wanted to announce that. I wanted to share that with you. It's going to be a couple of months before the change happens. But I know that there are some women who plan when they join FYFC. And, you know, I announced back in April that it was going to be gone for the summer, which it is. It's coming back in August. And so when it comes back in August, it's not going to be the same program you've been hearing me talk about for 3 years. I also know that there's some women who have been on the fence about Job Search Simplified. They've done the training and they're like, should I do it? Should I not? Well, it's going to go away very soon. And so if you were thinking about doing it, it's now or never. And so I wanted to give you a heads up. I wanted to share that this change is coming. And like I said, this is not the podcast episode I thought I'd be recording today, but I find it fitting. It's going to hopefully go out on the first Monday of June. So we're going to be smack dab in the middle of the year. I love just when things align. It's in the middle of the year. It's going to be episode 60, nice round even number. Ooh, episode 60 in the sixth month of 2023. Okay. I just like when things align. It's like fresh beginnings, you know, new starts. And so just to give you, like, just to wrap this up over the next couple of months, not here on the podcast. So this is the last episode of the season. So this is going to be the last episode until we come back probably in August or September. So just giving you that heads up. So what does that mean for you in the next, I will say, couple of months, June, July? Well, one, if you are someone who knows about JSS, Job Search Simplified, and you wanted to join it, you have been interested in joining it, but you've been waiting to, I don't know, you know, get your finances in order, talk to a loved one, whatever it may be, August 1st, JSS will no longer exist. So July, how many days in July? 30 days of September, April, June, November. Okay, 31. I had to sing the song. July 31st, I hope that's right. But the last day of July is going to be the last day that anybody can enroll directly in Job Search Simplified. As of August 1st, it will no longer exist. The next cohort of FYFC is still going to be in August, as I've shared earlier. But when it comes back, it will no longer be a two-month program. It will now be a six-month program. So FYFC will come back as a six-month program in August, which also means different investment point. So if that was something you were interested in, just know that the investment, the amount of support you're about to get is like increasing massively. More of my time, more resources. And so the investment is going to reflect that. So what does that mean for you? If you wanted to join JSS, go to jobsearchsimplified.com. I'm going to put all the links I mentioned in this episode in the description. Jobsearchsimplified.com. Secure your spot today because you will not be able to join. If you're already in JSS, your access is not going anywhere. You still have access. It's there. You're good. But if you want to join, you will not be able to join after the last day of July. If you're listening and a part of you is excited, you're like, yes, this is the kind of support I've been waiting for. I can't wait for FYFC to come back. Then put yourself on the wait list. By the time this episode goes live, the enrollment page for FYFC will reflect a wait list so that you can put yourself on the wait list for when enrollment reopens, probably in July. I will reopen enrollment in July and take the next 6 or so weeks to really finesse and map out this change. So like I said, I really am trying to give you a heads up. I haven't, like, nothing has changed in the back end of any of my programs and systems, but I know the change is happening. So I'm, one, giving you a heads up with this episode, and two, holding myself accountable, because I'll be honest, y'all, this is scary for me. I'm extremely nervous. I don't know who the women are who are looking for this kind of support. But I know they're out there. I know they're out there. And I'm looking forward to God bringing them to me and bringing me to them. And I'm looking forward to the next level impact that I'll be able to make with just this one way. This is the one way that I will be supporting women for the foreseeable future. I mean, 3 years ago, if you told me this was going to happen, I'd have been like, I don't think so. But as you'll have it, here we are 3 years later, program is changing, one program is going away, so never say never. And this is why I tell people, I don't do 5-year plans, I don't do 10-year plans. I work in 2 to 3 year sprints. And it is so hilarious to me that this change is happening smack dab in year 3 of the program. Because it's like, I haven't just been talking out my butt. Like, this is legit. Like, every 2 to 3 years, who you are grows, changes, evolves. And so your career needs to grow, change, and evolve with you. Again, come to find out, it's the same in business. And I've been in business 4 years. And so now I'm experiencing it and realizing, what do you know? The things that happen in the career, happening in the business too. Here I am ready to make a pivot. And pivots are always scary. But I will have support. I will be investing in a business coach to support me with this. It's why I always encourage you all to invest in support when you're making your career transition, your career pivot, because it's already scary enough. It's already potentially overwhelming enough. Having a guide to help you on the journey simplifies the process, takes away some of the fear. You get to borrow the confidence of the person who's supporting you. And that's what I'm going to be doing, is really getting support so I can make this transition well. So I know that over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to be head down figuring out the logistics of all of this, because I have to figure out women who are already in FYFC. I've always told people, you have lifetime access to the curriculum, so I have to shift them to a different platform. Make sure they still have that access, because we'll need a new platform that is the full program of FYFC and JSS content, but it will still be FYFC. FYFC is getting an upgrade. JSS is disappearing. Woo! I said that. That is happening. So let me wrap up by reminding you what you need to do. If you already know about Job Search Simplified, you want support job searching, you have known that you wanted to join, but you were on the fence, hemming and hawing, July 31st. I really should look at a calendar and make sure so I can actually say a date. Give me a moment. Yep, July 31st will be the last day you can join Job Search Simplified as a standalone program. FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, will be back in August as planned, but it will be coming back brand new, freshly revamped, because the new goal of that program is going to be to help you find a fulfilling career option and secure a new job with a 5-figure salary increase. We're doing it all in 6 months. Let's go. Let's go. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Let me tell you, I know I just sounded like I was wrapping up, but I want to tell you my vision just so you know how it's going to work. FYFC 6-month format. So the first 2 months are going to be the exact same. That this program as it is right now is a phenomenal program. It works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay. So the first 2 months will still be a cohort. We'll start and move through the program together. The cohort model works so well for my women. The support you get, the connections you built, without fail, women have consistently told me it's their favorite part of the program. So it will stay the same. And then starting from month 3, the coaching support, tentatively, don't hold me to this. Let me say this publicly since I'm sharing. Don't hold me to this because once I look at logistics, it might change. But for now, the plan is starting month 3, there will be bi-weekly Friday coaching sessions, because right now FYFC meets on Tuesday evenings. So the first 2 months will be FYFC as it stands. And then, you know, once we build out your transition plan, you'll start working on it. And so starting from month 3, alternating, like, so every other Friday will be a group job search strategy session. And so at that point, once you hit month 3, you might see women in your cohort, but you might see women in other cohorts. So it will be open to anyone who is in Job Search Simplified, and then you'll get 4 months of that support. So 4 months of bi-weekly job search strategy coaching sessions with me. I'm bringing the resume audits back. I'm bringing the LinkedIn audits back, because in the past, the LinkedIn audit and the resume audits were special bonuses for women based on how they enrolled in Job Search Simplified. So those are going to be part of the program too. And yeah, so then that will be the full 6 months. The first 2 months with the cohort, small 8 or so women. And then the 4 months after, larger group job search strategy session. And my plan is to actually take that back. I think the way I wrote it, it will be three Fridays in each month. But each Friday will have a theme, so you don't have to come to all of them. So for example, if you're still in phase 1, you're still creating your job search plan, that's what we'll be talking about in that second Friday of the month. The third Friday of the month is marketing. So interviewing, resume, cover letter, strategy for all those things. And then the last Friday will be focused on secured success. So it's based off of the simplified job search method that drives Job Search Simplified. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you will come August. I was going to say check out the Job Search training, but that program is going away, so don't do that. But Secured Success, where we'll be talking about negotiation, securing the bag, and your 30, 60, 90-day plan once you secure a job. And so depending on where you are in your job search each month, you can pick which strategy session you come to, or you can submit your questions ahead of time if you can't make a strategy session. So that's my tentative vision. This has been brewing for a couple of weeks. I still need to talk to God some more. I still need to figure out logistics, but I wanted to be intentional about giving you a lot of runway to know that this change is coming so that you're not surprised in August when things change. So yeah, that is the pivot that I'm making. I'm very excited about the pivot. Like, it feels so good. I'm looking forward to the new group of women that I will serve in this new format of FYFC. So again, Job Search Simplified will be gone after July 31st. And in August, the FYFC cohort will be coming back as a 6-month program. And so get ready for that. If you have any questions at all about anything I've shared, The best way to reach me is to send me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm going to be on vacation the next couple of months, so I know that my email response is going to be sporadic. So Instagram, I am her career doctor. Find me there. LinkedIn, if you search Tega Edwin, I should come up. DM me on one of those two platforms. And I'm just looking forward to this new phase.